This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
Fathers, what are we doing? All the dads, what are we doing? For it's not about us. We fail many times that it's about us, but as dads, as fathers, it's really not about us. It's about our legacy. What is our legacy? What are we leaving behind? What have we dealt with? What are we dealing with that will be passed on to our children? What are we instilling in our children? What are we teaching them? What are they learning from us? What are they observing? What bad habits are they getting from us? Are we teaching them life skills? Are they happy in the home? Are they happy to see us? Do they aspire to be just like us? Are they proud of us? So this is a message specifically for the dads, but really for everyone. For fatherhood is everywhere. Fatherhood is everywhere. And it's so important. And we've been persecuted. We've been judged. But at the same time, honestly, fatherhood, it's been lackluster. We've dropped the ball time and time again. We've blamed others, right? We've put our ego, we put our pride above everything else and anyone else. We've held back. We've held our feelings, our emotions inside. Instead of teaching our kids, it's okay to show emotions. It's okay to have feelings. It's okay to get hurt. It's a part of this journey. So, for this morning on Father's Day, this is a message that I am passionate about being a father myself. And it's radically changed my life. It allowed me to see just how selfish I was. It allowed me to uncover trauma that I was holding on to from my childhood. It allowed me the opportunity to break some of these generational curses. It allowed me to view life so differently, to be careful of my steps, to break addictions, realizing that certain addictions, certain things that we hold onto will be passed on to our children. And they'll have to fight those battles. So as a father, I try my best to set up my son for success. To not give him unnecessary baggage to carry. For it's not his baggage to carry, it's mine. So I go through the struggle. I unravel the trauma. Is it easy? No, absolutely not. It's hard work. But our children need us. Fathers, our children need us. Fathers, our daughters need us. They do. The numbers are there. The statistics are there. And I understand that life happens. And divorce happens. And you may not get along with the mother of your children. I completely understand that. However, it's not about us. Parents, it's not about us. It's not about our issues with each other. It's about our kids. That's the most important. That should be our focus. Put our pride to the side. Let's deal with our hurt, deal with our emotions. And sometimes in relationships, we're so mad at the partner, or we're so mad and we hold these grudges with our exes. And really, if we learn about ourselves, we realize it really wasn't that much about our partner. It was really about trauma that we were holding on to before we even met our partner. And our partner, or now our ex, just kept hitting those triggers. But the origin of that pain came from years, maybe even decades, before we even got into that relationship. But we just put the blame on that person. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, I ain't trying to hear that. But in any case, fathers, I urge you, let's do better. Let's be more involved in our children's lives. Let's raise up these children to be dynamic, to be powerful, to be world changers. Let's raise up a new generation of children that know their purpose from an early age. That are walking in their purpose from an early age. That know God from an early age. That are leaders from an early age. Children who are examples to their peers, to their classmates, to their coworkers. Examples to their family. Examples to their parents. That's what I want to raise up. That's the impact I would like to make on this world. To leave a new legacy of commitment, of discipline, of enjoyment, of selflessness, of love, of unconditional love, of faith, of forgiveness, of healing. Oh, yes. Y'all got me preaching here. So this is not judgment to dads. This is not judgment to moms. Mothers, if the father of your children is a good father, forget about how he treated you. I know that's hurtful. I get that. But if that man is really a good father, stop holding him back from seeing his kids. Allow him to build that legacy. Allow him to create that foundation. Allow him to restore that foundation with their kids. Allow him, mama. Allow him. Dad, stop holding that resentment to that mom because she hurt you, because things didn't work out, because she said hurtful things to you. Stop taking that out on your kids. Be involved with your kids. They need it. They may not tell you. They may not express it. They may be cold. They may act like it doesn't really matter. They may act like it's okay. They may act like they know it all. They're gonna do that. They're kids. But they need you. Fathers, they need you. So don't hold back. This is my message to my father. We're needed. We are needed. In 2021, be that difference maker. Be that foundation. Be that refuge. Be that air. Be that voice of reason. Indeed. Let's build a new legacy for our children. Woo! Peace and love.